Jared Doyle Show.
You think we're ready to elect a woman president?
Absolutely, but I don't think it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I think that this is a year when the status quo in the 2016 presidential elections, I don't think the status quo is going to fare very well, Larry. I think what people are looking for is leadership that is going to listen. I think they want some things to be done differently, and they're looking for action-based, results-oriented leadership.
Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn talking with Larry King on Larry King Now. Hillary Clinton won't be the first female president. Everybody's got an opinion about Hillary Clinton these days, and anything Hillary Clinton. Rush Limbaugh said that the shoe throwing, Mr. Snurley, at Hillary Clinton, that was probably a staged event. Other people are saying Chelsea Clinton's pregnancy was planned to make Hillary Clinton look more, I don't know, feminine, more motherly, more grandmotherly. Eric Erickson, he's a big Republican, redstate.com, asked about Hillary Clinton, said, I don't know how far back they can pull her face. Everybody's got something to say about Hillary Clinton, including our guest, Anita Finley, author, actress, blogger, Epic Times contributor, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, a book spending 16 weeks in the number one position on Amazon.com's Women in Politics list. Anita, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jerry. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm just having a problem with the bugs on my basil, but once I get that figured out, everything's going to be okay. Did you know that you could buy ladybugs, Anita, on Amazon.com for your garden? I didn't know that, but you can.
I should have known that because I should own stock in Amazon, how much I buy them. Ladybugs are actually my favorite. They bring
really?
Good luck. Yes.
Yeah.
And many times when I'm making a big decision, I've said something like, show me a sign as big as a Hollywood sign. A ladybug always appears to me.
When really?
They're... say yes. It's happened a couple of times.
And are you a gardener?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit? Yeah, okay.
Yes, we have a big succulent garden out here.
Yeah, well, the Southwest, being out in the desert, you know.
Hey.
When in Rome, do as the Romans, right? But I love ladybugs because they were the design model for the Volkswagen Beetle. Just, I'm telling you, if you can get four really tiny wheels and glue them to the bottom of a ladybug, you got a Volkswagen Beetle.
How did you know that I have that in my living room?
See that?
My good luck charm, see?
I love ladybugs. They're really cool. They're supposed to be good luck for you, right?
Yes, they are. They're very good luck.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's,
I tell you, Marsha Blackburn is going to need some good luck if she thinks that she doesn't represent the status quo. And I have a little bit of news for Marsha Blackburn. If she wants to talk about Hillary Clinton not listening to people, she became senator, the first female senator from New York, by the way, by going up into upstate New York, which is by and large Republican, and she conducted a listening tour, and it was for that reason that people voted for her, and she was reelected with 67% of the vote. So obviously somebody there thought she listened. So
right.
Marsha Blackburn better be careful what kind of rhetoric she's throwing around, because there are people who may debate that with her.
Yeah, well, she's a politician, and we know that
they all do the same thing, Jerry.
They all do the same thing. Yeah, but I mean, I'm looking at CNN. Here's the headline, CNN.com. Is it sexist to talk about Hillary Clinton's age? And the thing with Steve Malzberg saying, I don't know how far back they can pull her face. He was filling in for that Republican tool, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, it was funny, I guess, to a certain degree. In the movie Tootsie, where they said, she looks a little harsh, can you pull back? And the guys in the booth said, how about Cleveland? You know, so you got Dustin Hoffman playing a woman in the movie. That's funny in the context in which it's delivered. But, you know, Eric Erickson, I don't know how far back they can pull her face. Newsmax's Steve Malzberg talking about Chelsea Clinton's pregnancy, was staged.
Jerry.
Go ahead.
Thank you for bringing it up and being willing to talk about it. And the reason that I keep writing about it and covering it is because no matter who you like, you know, this is not just about Hillary Clinton. I maintain that any woman who gets as powerful as she is going to get the kind of treatment that she's getting. If it's Susana Martinez, Kelly Ayotte, I don't care what party, I don't care what it is. I don't think that this kind of sexist stuff is going to stop until we as a people say, you know what, we need to debate the issues and we can't talk about this anymore. I mean, Chelsea Clinton announces that she and her husband are going to have a baby, and you would think in conservative circles, oh, family, raising a family, this is very happy news. And instead you get this sort of thing far and wide that this pregnancy is staged to be a game changer and make Hillary look more maternal and so forth. Or you get, from the other side, you get the left, you get the concern trolls. And the dictionary definition of a concern troll is someone who acts like, oh, we're just wondering if she can manage. But meanwhile, what they're trying to do is put out a negative narrative designed to put a negative idea in people's minds. I'll give you an example. Margaret Carlson, who wrote for the Chicago Tribune, she's been covering Hillary for some 22 years. She put out an article that said, "Will Hillary's title of grandma cause to the White House?" And basically, one of the lines in there was, well, you know, the Grim Reaper is closing in. She made Hillary sound infirm, as though she takes her teeth out and puts them in a cup at night and has to, you know, jaw her crackers with her bare gums.
Right.
Like she's got one foot in the grave. It's kind of hilarious. So what? I think that, you know, while the CNN headline, no, it's not necessarily sexist per se to be concerned about someone's age, because we do have a right to know somebody's health. That's fine. But to use this grandmother narrative, what they're trying to do is to make her seem like she's doddering, old, out of touch, and sitting in a wheelchair or a rocking chair. And I think that the more pertinent question for Hillary Clinton in particular is not, will this stop her, but, you know, or can she go on, but could something stop her? Because aides half her age were exhausted. They couldn't even keep up with her as Secretary of State. There were a number of reporters who went out and reported on this in 2012. And the last thing I'll say about it is, you know, John McCain, for example, who campaigned in 2008, people were giving him the same kind of rhetoric. He's 77 now. He's still a senator 6 years later. His mother just celebrated her 102nd birthday. And, you know, he doesn't show any signs of slowing down. So, you know, we got to make sure that we're not putting some kind of a rhetoric or some sort of a narrative out there just to defeat people when that's not really true.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John McCain's age. I'm concerned about his mental capacity to make solid decisions. I mean, he's just out flying around the world trying to go, we need bombs and people and we need wars. And, you know, he's obviously gone around the bend. He's lost his mind.
He was 40 or 70.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, when you look at the age of Hillary Clinton, they say at age 69, will she be too old to be president? She'd be the second oldest president in U.S. history after Ronald Reagan. And I think the age issue is a legitimate issue, male or female. Would we agree on that?
Oh, no, that's what I was saying. Absolutely, yeah. Jerry. But I think you need to take it on a person-by-person basis. And, you know, what I was mentioning about Hillary was that people have said, as Secretary of State, that they couldn't even keep up with her. So I think you're going to have to look at the person at that time. And frankly, you know, it's 80-20 she's going to run, Jerry. I'm pretty sure she will. However, the 20% is that she would have to think, do I really want another 10 years of this maximum going forward by the campaigning in two terms? And I think that she's, whether you like her or not, she's certainly responsible enough that if she doesn't think that she can handle this, why would she wish to bother? So it's not that those questions are not appropriate, but I think it's going to be painfully obvious when you look at someone's mental acuity. And, you know, even last time when she was 60, when she's campaigning, she was the Energizer Bunny, and Barack Obama couldn't even keep up with her. As a matter of fact, one of the debates that he lost to her, I couldn't believe this. I thought this was hilarious. The media was actually using as an excuse to cover for him, well, he's so tired having to, because she's campaigning so hard, he's having a tough time keeping up with her. He didn't have time to prepare.
Yeah, you know, I look at well, you go back to Bob Dole when he ran in 1996. He was 73 years old. Ronald Reagan in 1984 was 73 years old. Hillary Clinton will be 69 years old. The same issues came up with McCain. I'm not so concerned about the gender and the age as I am about the ability to do the job. That's where I think the decision has to be made. Is this person the right person at this time to face the challenges that we are facing as a country? And are they going to be able to execute in what it is that they say needs to be done and can be done? I think that's where the decision has to be made. But when I look at, like, all the discussion about Hillary Clinton, a fake shoe throwing, a planned pregnancy, you know, they can't pull her face back far enough to give her a facelift that would be acceptable to the camera. You know, the bad, it's just like, I mean, is there too much? And I say the same thing about Jeb Bush. And his phony outrage over Obamacare, well, he's taken $2 million from Tenet Healthcare, which is a big pusher of the Affordable Care Act, whether you're for it or against it. He says it's flawed at its core, but he takes $2 million for a company that's pushing that thing that's flawed at its core. I think the flaws come in here where we've got people that are so entrenched in the system that have so many political OZs, paybacks, and backroom deals that that's where my concern comes in, not about Hillary Clinton, but the baggage that she as a Clinton and Jeb as a Bush bring to the table.
But I think all of that is legitimate, and the only way we are going to get there, it's just a twofold proposition. Number one, you've got to, you know, get rid of the filters, like the garbage filters, and like by garbage, I'm talking about Chris Matthews and Rush Limbaugh, and on the left and the right of the people who are writing these disgusting headlines, so that when the candidate, presuming that she will run, that you get up there and you listen to what that person has to say, and you ask the hard questions. And when she's out on the trail, you ask those questions and you see, is this person A, in touch? Are they listening? Are they willing to put forth policies that are going to benefit Main Street and not just Wall Street? Those are determinations you can only make on a case-by-case basis if that person gets up there, and then you'll be able to determine that, whether it's yes or no for her or anybody, right, or Bush or whoever at that time. And that's absolutely fair. What is unfair and unjust, no matter who's running, is when we get distracted by these kinds of negative headlines that are just designed to fling mud at people and to, right, disparage them and to create a negative idea about somebody so that you don't even want to hear what they have to say. That's how we lose out in the leadership department.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But Ken, you know, let's say, and the Republicans, you know, you've got a lot of strategists, to use a George Bush term, that are a part of McCain 08 and Romney 2012 that are now behind Jeb Bush. You've got the same kind of infrastructures that are going to be put in place for Hillary Clinton. I mean, does the debate become more about, well, are we a nation of dynasties, or are we a nation of, you know, fresh faces and blah, 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 blah? So then you start to debate Bill Clinton's presidency, and then you start to debate Monica Lewinsky, and then you start look at Jeb Bush, then you start to talk about Bush 43, then you talk about Bush 41, then it talks about Iraq, then it talks about Afghanistan, then it talks about mission accomplished. And what we're doing is we're debating, you know, the set dressing as opposed to what is being written, what is the script that we're all going to be going forward with. And I think a lot of what is present today is only going to get hyper-accentuated the closer you get to 2016, where we're not going to discuss issues and who's best positioned to put in place the things that need to be done. We're going to be debating the past rather than dealing with the present and what we need to do in the future.
But I think that's I agree with you, Jerry. I don't disagree with that. But the problem is that is coming from mainstream media. Here's the only positive takeaway, and we saw this with Janet Yellen being voted in. There was a lot of grassroots screaming from the ground, and you know, as I wrote in my latest article, I was talking about how social media has become a much more powerful force and a great equalizer to, you know, let people be heard and say, you know what, I'm not interested in that. And there is more blowback coming if we hear nothing but the status quo. But I think that, you know, part of what your mission is, and certainly my mission, I'm in agreement there, is to get more people out on the ground engaged so that they do fight back and say, I'm not interested in dwelling on the past. I'm not interested in rehashing old battles and looking at baggage. I want to hear what this person has to say today. That would be true no matter who ran. And I think it is unreasonable to think that if a Marco Rubio or a Rand Paul or a Kirsten Gillibrand or whoever are the younger guns, if you will, from either party or any other party, or Gary Johnson per se, you know, if anybody runs, they still have to get an apparatus together where there's all this money involved. I mean, unfortunately, we are cursed with it. You know, that really happened in 2008 with Obama, you know, rejecting public financing. And God bless John McCain. Whatever you think of him, at least he was willing, you know, he stuck with that. And Obama signed a statement saying he would take it, and then he rejected that. And then it was $750 million. And then Romney raised $1 billion the next time. That is what we're cursed with. And I don't care who runs, they still have to raise the kind of money for that campaign. So I suspect that if you have the old guard or the new guard, it all becomes the same thing, unless the messaging changes from the ground up.
Right, but when you got people like Rush and Mighty Mouse Hannity that are there just to cheerlead for Republicans, and then you got Chris Matthews and Rachel Maddow that are there to destroy Chris Christie, never even having a lot of people get an opportunity to find out who the guy is and basically cratering his campaign before it gets started. The voices that want to find the best person for the job, be it a he or a she, be it young or old, it doesn't seem that there are a lot of people that are in the entertainment complex of politics today that are more concerned with ratings and revenue than they are on what's doing right by the country. I don't think we're anywhere close to getting the right person for the job based upon a true assessment of their skills, their abilities, and what it is that they bring to the political table.
Oh, bingo. But, you know, even if you did have somebody who is an important figure, you know, they're not even allowed to tell you what they're about because the media is defining that for you. And so the gauntlet
right.
I'm throwing down is to say, you know what, don't put up with that, and that we have to fight back and say, no, I want to hear what that person has to say and make my choice based on that.
Good stuff. Okay. Do you have a big garden?
Yes, I do. We have a succulent
nice.
Garden. It's unbelievable.
Nice.
We have cacti that started at 6 inches. Now they're 9 feet tall.
Yeah, well, things grow in California. Here in the desert, they don't grow here in the desert. You know what you should do? When you put that posting up at epictimes.com, the latest one from Anita Findlay is newsflash, Hillary Clinton is not pregnant. You can get it at epictimes.com. You can get her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, amazon.com, all major book retailers. Post up a couple of pictures of your backyard. I put one of mine up there. So show us.
Oh,
I'll
put up a gallery. Absolutely.
That would be great. Send it to Brad. Brad will make sure it gets in gallery format. We'll stick it up there at Epic Times for you.
Would be my pleasure. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thanks, Anita. Thanks for joining us on the program. Go tend to your garden, O'Plenty. Anita Findlay, check it out. Her latest piece, newsflash, Hillary Clinton is not pregnant. EpicTimes.com. And we're going to wrap it up when we get back. Stick with us.
The Jerry Doyle Show.